365 days, that's a lot of time. What did the young people do from that point? The best protest you can give the Nigerian government at this time. From the
crew podcast.
This is where the fun begins.
Can you feel it? Crews forget.
Add us to your favorites.
Add us to your favorites.
Add us to your favorites.
And keep your browser locked.
Keep your browser locked.
One way to reduce your blood pressure, listen to the Veracity podcast.
You didn't hear that, Jiso.
Down when my G's connect. No disconnect.
Hi Vibe Nation, welcome to another episode of the Veracity podcast. In case this is your first time, where have you been all my life? Welcome. Today is exactly 1 year since the NSAS protest. No, the massacre that happened at Lekki toll gate. Today I have a very wonderful human being. Why are you looking at me like that?
How am I wonderful? Let me understand.
Okay, he's not wonderful. I have a talkative. He has been here on two occasions. I'm so happy to have him again. I'm going to beg him. I've actually begged him to just talk less today.
I'll try.
Because not you will try, you have to, please. Yuja the Phenom, how you doing?
I'm doing great. It's good to be back.
Aww.
It's been like how many months since I was on your podcast?
Roughly 2 years.
Really?
Welcome to the Veracity podcast.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yeah, I know that feeling, you know.
Hi.
Today, we are talking about the incident that happened at the Lekki toll gate 20th October 2020. Since that incident, has anything changed or it has gotten worse by the day? But first, let me ask, were you part of the protest? I know your job would not really allow you to go out to, you know, hold the flag, NSAS, all of that. Were you part of it offline?
Okay, so it's a two-sided response I'm going to give.
Okay.
I was part of the protest mentally and played my own part physically, which would mean making sure that the activities of the protests was on my show, like virtually on a daily basis. I was talking about it. I was talking about the development. I was talking about the happenings,
okay.
You know, from different parts of the country, basically reporting everything that happened. So, yeah, okay. That's part of the protest.
But
it was my contribution.
It was my contribution
to the happening. I couldn't have left my work to be there because, I mean, somebody needed to put the word out there. Somebody needed to get people who were at the protest to know what's going on,
okay.
And all of the happenings. So, yeah.
That's nice. Now, the federal government say that all the things that happened, that the youth claim happened at Lekki toll gate, never happened. What can you make out of that?
I think that one of the worst situations to be in is having to have your word against the government. It's tough,
yeah.
Because government has all of the paraphernalia to defend whatever position they decide to take.
Sure.
It would cost you a lot of money to stand against government.
Definitely.
It would cost you a lot of evidence to stand against government. I think that one of the mistakes that was made from the NSAS protests,
yeah.
Was deliberately keeping evidence.
They shouldn't have.
No. They did not. We did not deliberately keep evidence.
Okay.
It was the mistakes that we made. Because it would have been simple to take the matter. I mean, if you don't trust the Nigerian courts, then take it to the International Criminal Court. Do you understand? It would have been easier to do that if there was evidence.
But who would have stood in that position? Like, let's
now,
take
you
it
see,
to the
you see,
international
that's the thing.
Because
that's,
there
that's,
was
that's
no
part
leader.
Of the mistake.
That
I agree.
Doing that.
Because you don't want the government to negotiate with anybody.
Okay.
And so there was face to the protest. It made it tough. It was tough for the government. We've got to take that credit. But we've also got to, you know, look at the mistakes that we made and say, if we're going to do this again at any point, if for any reason we don't pray for it to happen, but if we're going to do this again at any point, then we've got to get it right. We've got to learn from the mistakes of October 2020. Would it have been possible to have some persons collect evidence? It would have been possible. Just the same way that the entire protest span had different departments, units of the protesters doing things, cleaning, making sure there was food, making sure there was water, making sure there was healthcare, providing legal aid to people who got arrested in the midst of the protest, you know, and all of that. Could we have had people whose jobs were just get recordings and store data? Could we have had people who were checking the number of persons at the venue, verifying that there was nobody infiltrating the protests? Could we have done that? We could have. We could have deliberately planned that, knowing the country that we exist in.
But in the case of DJ Switch, who went live on Instagram, that video was discredited.
But for DJ Switch's live Instagram live,
that was enough evidence.
It wasn't enough evidence, because all of what DJ Switch's video live captured, and I've got to give it to her. My respect for her rose from October 20. I'd never say anything against her at this moment. I mean, even if she was wrong, I think that I will stand up and say, I want to know the reason why she did what she did before I criticize her.
No.
Do you understand? But I'm saying, let's think logically. The only thing that DJ Switch's evidence showed was not somebody pointing a gun and pulling the trigger. It showed people pointing a gun. It showed people bloodied. But between that space, what happened? Were those blood scenes a result of shooting? That video might not be able to establish it, right?
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, did the video establish that the blood out of, you know, whoever's body that was on that video was a result of gunshot? It could have been anything. I'm not a lawyer, but I'm trying to think like a lawyer that would defend the federal government if that matter went to court.
But the gunshots were actually heard.
I mean, in this 2021, 21st century, where you have technology taking over, you heard the government's line, videos were doctored. In fact, the government went on to prove that some of the pictures, some of the videos that were put out were not even from the scene. And was it true? Yes. I mean, for instance, we saw a body, someone that was shot on the stomach, and that was a video from the Oron waterways. It was pirates attacking travelers. Yeah. It was somebody that was shot in that incident. Do you understand? So that's another mistake that was made in the bit to whip up sentiments. People pulled videos, including church dramas, and put them out online. So automatically, I don't want to believe that those people were part of the protest. I think that it was people who just wanted to discredit the entire claims. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And so that's the line of thought that I'm talking. We've got to begin to think, if ever. And, you know, I said to somebody, one of the mistakes that you can make is, you know, hold a protest against government, and for any reason, shut down. Like, even if they were shutting you down, shut down. Because what you've given the government a chance to do is evaluate what happened, evaluate where your strength came from, and they're going to clamp down on that strength. There is no government. Even if you were in government, you would not want an insurrection in your time. Do you understand? Mm-hmm. So that's the thing. It's going to be hard to pull another NSAS protest in Nigeria. And I'll tell you why. Government has understood how young people think. And don't forget, this administration has a lot of young people in the ranks. They have young people as think tanks who are making money. And so all they do is sit down and evaluate. I'm in this age bracket. How would I think if I was going to? Do you understand?
Yeah.
So I can tell you for free that government already has, and they've simulated an event of an October 2021 protest in remembrance of October 2020.
Mm-hmm.
And they've also put mechanism in place to check all of what will happen. I can tell you for free, except this government is not thinking.
Of course they are thinking. So you said something about they shouldn't have clapped down, but they were literally being killed every single day. We have to
I didn't say they shouldn't have clamped down. I'm saying they shouldn't have allowed the protest end.
They should have continued
the protest.
Like, they were literally being killed every blessed day.
Let me tell you what I think.
As they go on.
Let me tell you what I think. From the very moment I decided I was going to do broadcast journalism, I remember one of the days, you know, my mom watched me on TV when I was doing TV, and she saw an interview that I did, and she called me on the phone after that interview and said, I don't want to lose my first son for any reason in the world. Mm-hmm. I'm not willing to bury you. I'm not planning to bury you. I think that your career course and the things that you're interested in Nigeria will get you killed. My response to her was simple. The day I decided to become a journalist, I chose the course. I told myself, the only thing that can happen is get killed, but I'm going to make sure that my career and everything is in benefit of the people. So I'm going to be the voice. I'm going to speak up for the people, even if it gets me killed in the end, but I'm going to keep doing it. So you understand?
Yeah.
That's the thing. Have I had threats? The answer is yes. I mean, I worked in Benin. I remember one of the times I did an interview. I was in the course of that interview on TV, on my morning show on TV. In the course of that interview, I had the police at the station. I was whisked away. In every other city I've lived in, if I stopped speaking truth to government, have I stopped being the voice of the people? I won't stop. Do you understand? There would always be the sacrifice. There is black liberation in the world because Martin Luther King took that walk, that long walk to freedom from Montgomery, right?
Yeah.
Did he die? Yes. Did people die? Yes. In the bid to end slave trade, did people die? Yes. But do we have the result? Yes. Do we have a black president in the US? Yes, we had Barack Obama as a result of what Martin Luther King did and the people around him. So yeah, I mean, if you dream of a Nigeria where we don't have the police profiling Nigerians, killing Nigerians, kidnapping Nigerians, we don't have government with bad policies against young people, then we've got to be ready to pay the ultimate price. The protest, are we protesting for our generation? Are we protesting for the next generation? Was October 2020 a movie, a song, Monsters You Made? Was it an opportunity for artists to cash out? If the next generation doesn't have anything different from what we're experiencing right now, if they don't have good government, if they don't have a police force that they can trust to say the police is my friend, if everything continues the way it's happening, then the reality would be that we made everything that happened leading up until October 2020 to become an avenue for entertainers to cash out, for content creators to cash out. That's all we did. People died for people to make money because songs were released.
Yeah,
those songs trended. Videos were shot. People enjoyed it. Some person's social media grew as a result of October 2020.
Yeah.
Some persons became influencers.
Very true.
Made money. So it would mean that we killed ourselves as young people. I mean, there's no other definition for ritual killing.
Okay, away from that. Quite all right. We know, I personally am sure that nothing has changed since the NSAS protest.
It depends. Now, it depends on how you look at it. If you say nothing has changed.
For me, about the police brutality and all of that.
At least you don't have SARS again. You have anti-robbery squad.
Okay,
that's a change.
That's what I mean, I'm coming to. Let me just ask the question.
Shut down SARS and there was SWAT. You know, the SWAT and there was
Looking at before the NSAS protest and after the NSAS protest,
okay.
Do you think there has been any major difference between the two, let's say era now, between the two era?
1 year after.
Yeah.
Okay. My answer would be yes. There's been a major difference.
Government
is afraid of young people right now.
Afraid?
Is afraid of young people. Look at all of the statements that's been coming out. The National Economic Council has put out a statement about the NSAS protest. The vice president has spoken about it. I mean, he has said, see, come October 2021, guys, there should be, think of another way to channel your grievance. Nigeria lost money in the days of the protest. Some businesses would never exist again as a result of what happened. The hijack of the protest, the looting, all of that is economic loss to the government, right? And so the government is afraid of young people right now. The IGS put out a statement. The police is putting out statements. And all of them are saying, so that people do not hijack the protest. They're only saying to you, see, guys, we suffered a lot and we don't want it again. Can we think of another way? I would have imagined that between October 2020 and now, 1 year after, that amongst us as young people, we would have kept that fire burning somehow. Conversations online, we would have had people who from time to time, you know, interface with government. But this is another problem. The reason why we did not have leaders from the NSAS protest was because we could not trust ourselves with meeting with government and not being bought over, right? And so even if I say now that between October 2020 and October 2021, 1 year, 365 days after, you know, whatever happened. Have we been able to leverage the fear that we sent down the spines of those in government, the political class, the elites? Have we been able to leverage that activity that we created to make sure that there is constant engagement? Have we been able to get the young people in the National Assembly, in the different states' houses of assembly, to put legislation in place that criminalizes the police picking up somebody and taking the person to an ATM and withdrawing money? Have we been able to do that?
Not
every
at all.
ATM has cameras.
Yeah.
And so all you need to do is go to the bank with a security report and say you need clips from your withdrawal.
Well, these police, you hardly recognize them because most of them don't even wear uniform first.
We're saying the same thing. I'm looking at what could have happened in 1 year.
Okay.
Right? Did we have liaison between the police and the young population? to say if you're not going to wear uniforms, then just because you've got to do some discreet investigation, make some arrests without being noticed and killed in the process, because that's part of the reasons why the police don't wear the uniform for most of those tactical squads. The moment they identify, they're going to be killed. Have we had the stories of police harassing, picking people? I mean, very recently, I think it was just last week, there was a story of a guy who was returning from where and got picked up by the police.
Yeah.
And if not that his dad knew somebody who was an AIG, he wouldn't have left the police station. That story trended in Lagos.
Happens every time.
That's the thing. And so beyond October 2020 and leading up to October 2020, what did the young people do from that point up until 365 days? That's a lot of time.
Wouldn't you say they have not done anything? I mean, conversations have been going on online, Twitter, for example.
Talk is cheap. The only thing that talk does, the only thing that, and I'm referring to myself when I say talk is cheap, I'm talking right now. Okay. Right? Beyond this talk, what have you done? The only thing that talk does is create consciousness. And that's if you're deliberate about the talk. Most of what happens on Twitter space is just rabble rousing. Okay. Without disrespect to the likes of Reno and the rest of them.
Okay.
Most of what happens on Twitter space is rabble rousing. People trying to gain some fame. See, if we're going to get Nigeria working, we're not going to get Nigeria working from outside Nigeria. We're going to get Nigeria working from inside Nigeria. You don't fix a car, no matter how electronic that car is, from the factory when the car is living in another space. So if you're going to fix Nigeria, then you fix Nigeria from Nigeria, not people coming on Twitter space and saying I'm talking now from the UK, I'm talking now from Cambodia, I'm talking now from Sudan. I mean, that's clout chasing, if you ask me.
Not really. I would not
come
say
back
that.
come back home. Relax, this is where I'm going. Come back home, galvanize, set up a political party. Use Twitter spaces as mobilization for grassroots. On Twitter space, determine who would hold office and based on what criteria. And then let primaries happen for that political party that's youth-driven, youth-centric, everything.
I think something like that has been created by Mugalu. What's his name? Kingsley Mugalu.
I have big respect for the senior economist. All right? He articulates his ideas nicely. He's an intelligent man.
Yeah.
Kingsley Mugalu is not a young person. He's the bridge between the General Muhammadu Buhari administration or generation and my generation. Look at countries like Finland. Look at how much of progress that they made before COVID, during COVID, and after COVID. Look at countries like Norway. I'm mentioning countries that have very young people in charge. Do you understand?
Yeah.
And look at the progress that they've made. Compare those countries to countries like the USA. Compare countries like Nigeria, South Africa.
Nigeria is like the least.
I mean, I'm saying even Britain.
That's not good there.
Compare the progress that they made. And look at these two countries, Finland and Norway, young people are in charge. And look at what their economy looks like. Compared to these other countries and what their economy looks like. It tells you the difference. It's not about saying I'm young at heart. It's about being in the generation that understands the generation. Nigeria's population is hugely young. I'm talking 18 to 35.
Yeah.
Data backs that up. I'm not talking from, you know, a place of sentiment. I'm talking based on data. And so if that population is going to count, then you need somebody from that population at the helm of affairs. Is it impossible for a young person not more than 35 to rule Nigeria? The answer is yes. Can we come together? The answer is we've not been able to answer that one.
I think we can. Looking at what we did at the Enters protest, I think we can.
Which people sabotaged it? You want me to burst your bubble?
Okay.
People inside sabotaged it.
Now, it's quite heartbreaking. Come to a conclusion right now. So what would you expect they do different? We're hearing stories that there might likely be a protest come Wednesday, 20th 2021. It might likely be a protest at Lekki Toll Gate to remember the souls that died the last year. So what would you expect they do different if there should be a protest?
What would I expect they do different?
Yeah,
should there be a protest again? like I said, I mean, at this moment, government already understands the mechanism of how our protests work as young people. How did we get funding to sustain the temper of the protests across, right? Government understands that. Have they put policies in place to deal with that and check it? The answer is yes. In 1 year. So how in 1 year did we not make plans to also do things?
How are you so sure there are no plans?
Get my point. In 1 year, government has put lots of economic policies in place to make sure that wherever the funding for NSAS protests came from, that it can't happen again. In that 1 year, have we sat down to think and put mechanism in place to make sure that no matter what government comes up with, that we can? Have we thought of, after without protests, can we get what we want? Instead of a protest, the best protest you can give the Nigerian government at this time is float a political party.
Well, that
on that day, announce a political party on that day that would run in 2023. If we had young people across different states of the country protest against police brutality, against bad policies of government, then it means we already have the grassroots mobilization that is necessary to win an election in Nigeria, or at least shake this country. So announce a political party on the 20th of October 2021. And then the same way we raised funds for NSAS protests, galvanize the same support and win the elections in 2023 and take
it's
over.
Impossible.
It is very possible.
Free and fair election in Nigeria.
It is very, very possible. It is very, very possible. See, when you win beyond reasonable doubt, you would have a repeat of what happened in 2015, where even before the results were announced, the president would congratulate you because he knows not doing that is putting Nigeria in jeopardy. If we did what we did October 20, 2020, and before that, then we can win an election in this country. If we come together, if we sit down and say, looking at us and the engagement, and you know that governance is different from shouting, right? That gap is wide. So it means that you're choosing whoever would occupy office based on set guidelines, performance index, and not based on sentiments. And so we put up the criteria and people, we hold primaries, we pick a candidate and that candidate runs and we fund that candidate, we back that candidate. Young people across the country go to the polling units and vote that candidate.
How many of them have their voters card?
That's what we should have done in 1 year. This time, INEC made it very easy for anybody to be part of the process.
Yeah, register online.
Do online registration and then go and capture and pick your card. Simple. Let it now be that INEC did not provide voter card for young people. You put the government in place where the international community can see that they're deliberately shutting you down. That's what to do. That's strategic thinking.
Nice strategic thinking. Thank you so much, DJ the Phenom.
I mean, I can only wish and pray that all of the efforts. I'm being very careful with saying that people died because, I mean, in 1 year, the panels of inquiry have not been able to establish beyond reasonable doubt that people died.
Yeah.
As a result of, you know, the shootings and who shot. Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
And so I like to play by the rules and play by the law, right? So it's all allegations. Nobody has gone to court in that 1 year to have the court prove and ascertain that all of these are not allegations. No family has come out with evidence that their child died at the NSAS protest. And that's my problem. Do you understand? That's why I started talking from the point of evidence. I want to live in Nigeria and have the same way Nigerians are jackbuying to the UK, Canada, the US. Let other people jackbuy to this country. I mean, we're so blessed. Across the country, every state in the country, every region, every geopolitical zone has got things to make that zone a money bank. It's just bad government.
Well, the selfishness
I'm
of
sorry.
People never
it's just bad
happen.
Government.
Quite nice having you right here, Yuji the Phenom. Thank you so
Thank
much
you
for coming
for bringing me back on
episode.
Your podcast.
You're welcome. Real quick, social media handle.
Yeah. UG the Phenom. It's YUG. Okay, no, it's not UG the Phenom. It's UG Bamidili.
that's on Facebook.
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is okay. UG Bamidili. So it's YUGEEBAMIDILI. MIDELE. One word, no space.
No space at all. But for Facebook, there's space, just remember. Thank you so much. Like, if you think this girl is doing great, subscribe. Tip your stars to her.
Please buy her coffee.
Thank you so much.
Buy her breakfast. Buy her dinner. buy her a bottle of wine.
I want it. I can come and dash. It's more for two. I will accept it.
Support the ministry, guys.
Thank you so much. See your girl, Veracity. The next episode.
For your eyes, you don't turn our graduates to come on beggars. Oh, the book then go no matter. But you no go get up, you don't know God better. The chief of staff, the commander, and the army will carry order. Mr. President, Mr. Governor, God the father, go Jordan.